CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Chinese government is calling for severe punishment for anyone found guilty in connection with last month's deadly Bangkok bombing. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says they are now working with Thai authorities in connection to the incident. This follows reports two of the suspects being held in connection with the bombing were carrying Chinese passports. The bombing on August 17th at the Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok killed 20 people, including seven Chinese nationals. Motives behind the bombing remain unclear at this point. A warning for shipping has been issued in the southern part of the Taiwan Straits. The PLA, China's Force Army, is set to conduct live fire drills off the southeastern city of Quanzhou starting today. The drills coincide with military exercises taking place in Taiwan. Mainland military observer Sun Zhongping says it's just part of PLA's annual routine exercises. The air defense exercise is set to wrap up on Sunday. Auditors have found more accounting problems with projects linked to the Three Gorges Dam, the world's biggest hydropower scheme. The National Audit Office says some 2 billion yuan remains unaccounted for in connection to an underground hydroelectric plant worth around 7 billion yuan. The revelation follows a critical report released last year. It's found numerous problems, such as nepotism and embezzlement, connected to Three Gorges Dam projects. The Three Gorges Corporation, which runs the dam, claims all the problems pointed out by the audit have been rectified. Beijing's municipal government has put out a new draft for vehicle emission standards and fuel standards in a bid to reduce air pollution. Under the plan, it's hoped fuel consumption in motor vehicles operating in Beijing will be cut by 5% by 2017 from 2012 levels. At the same time, Beijing will set new vehicle emission control systems for light and commercial vehicles. The standards to be implemented in 2017 will be some of the toughest in the world. New stats show some 28 billion yuan worth of fines have been collected from environmental violations so far this year. This comes after the Chinese government revised its environmental protection laws at the beginning of this year. Under the revised rules, if companies fail to fix violations, they face unlimited daily fines until the problems are fixed. The old regulations would only hit companies with one-time penalties, allowing many companies to take the one-off hit rather than addressing the fundamental problems. Authorities in Xinjiang are warning of a worsening problem with drug abuse. This comes amid reports police in Xinjiang have seized more than 1,000 kilograms of drugs in the region so far this year. Drug-related convictions are also up by around 10%, with around 1,500 separate cases being dealt with. Xinjiang, given its proximity to drug-producing areas in Central Asia, has one of the highest rates of drug abuse in China. The government of Shenzhen is recommending administrative punishments for 17 people in connection with the deadly incident at the Shenzhen airport back in March. The recommendation is part of an investigative report into the incident on March 1st. U.S. President Barack Obama has directed his administration to prepare to take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year. Since the start of the Syrian conflict in 2011, the United States has only taken in around 1,500 Syrian refugees. The White House says the resettlement process has now been slow, as intensive security screenings for the refugees takes as long as 18 months. By comparison, Germany allowed in 20,000 refugees, many of them Syrian, this past weekend alone. The White House has been under increased pressure to do more to help Syrian refugees amid a series of online campaigns which have been launched after the picture of a dead Syrian child found washed up on a Turkish beach earlier this month went viral. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has held her first election rally to officially launch her bid for election in November. She's held the rally as part of a tour to Myanmar's more remote eastern regions, which are considered a stronghold of the ruling party. Voters in Myanmar are set to go to the polls on November 8th in the first general election since the end of military rule in 2011. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.